As a society becomes increasingly secular, what happens to religious holidays and their meaning? What happens when the Christ of Christmas becomes the X of Xmas? When X marks the spot, when Christmas becomes brand X, then all we have left is mus. We all know what the Christ in Christmas means, but what about the mus? The crack research team of the American Studies Museum has been exploring the mus of Christmas, and here are some of their hypotheses about the origin and varied pronunciations of the suffix. One researcher argues that Christmas is a sentimental holiday, a feast that celebrates the heart in a heartless world. We give toys for tots, or drop our coins in the Salvation Army's kettles. We gush over relatives whose names we can't remember, and we kiss impulsively under the mistletoe. This sentimentality, this counterpoint to a culture of rational calculation and competition, could logically be called Christmush. But even our Christmas sentimentality isn't always voluntary, another researcher notes. Sometimes our rituals are less than heartfelt, springing from guilt and obligation. Sometimes we have to exchange gifts with people we detest and share holiday cheer with people who actually depress us. At the office Christmas party, we may even be bound to exchange season's greetings with that boob we call the boss. Because we know our obligations, and because we perform them, however insincerely, this researcher thinks that the origin of the word might be Christmusts. Some of our museum's analysts argue that Christmas comes from the combination of Christ and mus. After all, there's plenty of mus in Christmas, as the holiday messes with our hearts and minds and homes and malls for at least 2 months. The mus of Christmas includes things like pine needles, store receipts, cookie crumbs, punch spills, Christmas cards, tasteless decorations, broken ornaments, and shreds of wrapping paper. Despite the ads that teach us that no fuss, no muss is the national motto, December is the month that the household cleaning crew works double time, cleaning up the debris of baking and parties and packaging. There's also the messiness of relationships expressed and exposed in Christmas rituals and gatherings. We wonder, why in the world Aunt Tilly gave us underpants crocheted with the family crest? Or why the Thorkelsons didn't send us a Christmas card? We wonder why our brother isn't speaking to us, and why we feel so angry when Dad, dressed as Santa Claus, curses Uncle Bob. Many families learn that the Christmas spirit can lead to spirited arguments, while the Christmas punch sometimes seems to be laced with punches. Only one of our crack researchers actually looked the word up in the dictionary. She found, of course, that the suffix mus derives from the Old English mass, or festival mass. The mus in Christmas indicates a Christian holy day and a liturgical celebration. The mass is the reenactment of the Eucharist, the call for people to come together in communion, the ritual observance of the life and death and resurrection of Christ. So even when Americans take the Christ out of Christmas, the mass puts him right back in again. And the mush and the musts and the mus of Christmas are redeemed, as are we all, by the religious mystery that is the heart of the holiday. From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America, wishing you a happy and a holy holiday season filled with the mus of Christmas.